This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin, on alongside everybody's favorite uncle and New Year buddy. It's Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, Happy New Year to you.
Same to you and all our guests and all our listeners out there. And I was just sitting here thinking, what a day this young lady picked to come in here, a rose and four big thorns.
I know. I feel sorry for her. We have a couple of good guests here. Our first guest that we'll talk to after the break is Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. Then we have Don Burton and Dennis McCamigan for the 10th annual Donnie Burton Memorial Quail Hunt. It's all hard to believe. 10 years, and those conversations will continue right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin out alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week is Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. And Don Burton and Dennis McCamick from the 10th Annual Donnie Burton Memorial Quail Hunt. Mindy, let's start with you, ladies first, as you are the beauty between four thorns here, as Uncle Ralph mentioned. How are things going with the Central Illinois Community Blood Center?
Well, after the holidays, we always see a dip in the blood supply, because obviously they do close the blood center on New Year's Day for us to spend time with our families. We have a lot of businesses and schools that are closed during the Christmas and New Year's break, so a lot less blood drives are going on over that two-week period, and it's a little harder to get people in because they're traveling and all that stuff. Plus, there's sickness that's going around right now. People are getting sick and unable to give blood. So the supply is down a little bit, but we do have several blood drives in the area this week.
Let's talk about the blood drives upcoming.
Okay, January 2nd, today, in Carlinville, we are at the Elks Lodge. Cross Church is sponsoring a blood drive there today from noon to 6. We also have something that we're doing for the next 2 weeks that's going on, where we're doing a $100 a day gift card drawing. So anybody who donates at any of those blood drives, their name is going into a daily drawing for a $100 gift card.
Okay, so you have the Elks Lodge today.
Next week, we're going to be at Hillsboro. It's always the second Wednesday, so it's January 9th from 12 to 6:30 at the Moose Lodge, and the United Methodist Church is sponsoring that.
Okay, so we got a couple of blood drives coming up. Of course, you got the St. Francis one coming up, and there's a lot of opportunity to donate blood.
There is. January 16th, Litchfield High School is hosting a blood drive with us from 8:30 to 2.
Okay.
They're at the school, so anybody's welcome to come and donate there at the high school. We'll be on the blood mobile, and everyone will receive a T-shirt for donating at the high school drive. And then I believe it's the 22nd. Is that the fourth Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
We're at St. Francis Hospital from noon to 6 in the auditorium.
Okay.
So do we still have competition going on between the high schools?
We do. The high school challenge is still going on. That goes on until May to determine who wins the scholarship. Hillsboro High School added a second blood drive this year, so that helped out a lot for them in the challenge. Anybody who donates today it's the week after the holidays, so anybody who donates today through the 8th will be double points in the high school challenge. So any blood drive or at the blood center that you want to credit a high school, it's double points.
All right.
Go over the things real quickly we usually do when you're in here. That would be a reason maybe that a person would not be able to give blood.
Okay. Right now, I think the big thing is if you're not feeling well. I know there are a lot of people, we spend time with friends and family, and we pass around some germs. So if you have a cold, you are able to donate because that's caused by a virus. And once the blood's refrigerated, it kills the virus, so it's not an issue. But if you do think you have an active infection, sinus infection, ear infection, upper respiratory, anything like that, you're not actually able to donate until you're off of antibiotics for 48 hours. There's a handful of medications that will defer you. Obviously, a blood thinner like Coumadin or Warfarin is an issue, but things like Plavix and an aspirin a day is fine.
And the same old procedure is always, if you are facing surgery and you want to use your own blood, you can do that.
Absolutely. You can have your doctor fax over orders, and they can have you donate your blood ahead of time. You can even have a family member donate blood for you ahead of time if you would like.
And you can go to Springfield and...
Yeah, you can actually set that up where it could be done at a blood drive. It just has to be done ahead of time with the paperwork to the Springfield office.
And Uncle Ralph, just a reminder, don't have a shot before your shot. That just throws everything off.
Well, that's a no-no.
That's a big no-no.
Yeah.
So. So, Mindy, it's always a pleasure having you in. Thank you so much. And, of course, be on the lookout for the upcoming blood drives, and they'll lead you to where they are. And, of course, donate blood, whether it's with you or whatever, because it always... gets reused, and it's always, as they say, the gift of life. So
it is. It's the one thing that you can give to someone else that doesn't really cost you anything but your time. So if people can go out and help us out and get the blood supply stocked back up in January, it's always a rough month, especially we're going to start probably seeing some bad weather. Sometimes we see blood drives get canceled. We did have some issues last week with cancellations in our Iowa area offices. Mm-hmm. We canceled some big blood drives, pretty good size high school drives, because of the snowstorm that hit up there. So, you know, we're already kind of behind the eight ball before the holiday hit. So anybody who can help us out to make sure we have an adequate blood supply is greatly appreciated.
All right, Mindy, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Okay.
Thank you.
And now we move on to Don Burton and Dennis McCamick. It's the 10th annual Donnie Burton Memorial Quail Hunt. And gentlemen, welcome to the program. And Don, it's hard to believe 10 years for this quail hunt.
It's been 10 years. It's went by a lot faster than I would like to tell you. But yeah, it's the 10th anniversary. And we are going to have a great hunt this year.
Tell us a little bit, for those that don't know, because I think this is a fascinating story about how fast this quail hunt got set up. I mean, it went from a tragedy, and it was just days, and you had this.
Yeah, I remember the story well. I've told this a few times over the past 10 years, but it was December 19th. 2003, I happened to be hunting out at Don Cranfield's hunting preserve with a group of citizens from Hillsboro, and the late Tom Connor, Tom Baker, Bill Barron, there was a whole slug of us out there hunting that day, and Don came up with this idea as we were cleaning up the fields after the hunt, and I was thinking the whole time that this was something he was looking at the following year. So I really wasn't pushing it too hard. He kept saying it'll work. And finally I said, Don, you know, we've got a whole year to plan for this. There's no need. He looked at me kind of funny and he said, year? He said, I'm talking about in 2 weeks. So that's how it actually all came about. Within about a 2 or 3 week period, and the first year we had 27 hunters lined up for the hunt. And then it went crazy from there. So, you know, and the rest of that story.
And the rest is history. And this hunt has grown year after year after year. And tell us a little bit about this year's hunt. Are we sold out with the reservations, or are there still spots available?
Well, we're not sold out. But this year, let me give you just a few stats real quick.
Okay.
The best year we've ever had was last year. Each year progressively gets a little bit better than the year before. We hosted 152 hunters last year. That was a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It was the first year we had went to the three-day hunt. This year, for that same three-day period, we're approaching the 180 mark. So we're way over where we were last year and the best hunt we've ever had. And we've taken some additional precautions with safety and a variety of other things that Dennis and I have talked about and will talk about between now and Friday. But Saturday and Sunday are pretty well booked up. I've still got a few slots here and there. Friday's wide open. We only have about 25 to 30 hunters on Friday right now, which is typical. It's a work day. But yeah, our numbers are great this year. This is going to be by far the biggest we've ever hosted, and I'm looking forward to it.
Have you given any thought to maybe having to put a cap on the amount of number of hunters you can you know, successfully hunt?
We've talked about a cap. We've never really thought, to be honest with you, Ralph, we never really thought we'd be in this spot. My phone started at 6:15 this morning. I've added 7 hunters today, and it, you know, it's not even 10 o'clock. So, we may have to look at that down the road. We're certainly not going to make it any longer. 3 days is enough, for all the volunteers and everyone that's involved. It's a chore. So
Dennis, let's turn things over to you. How important is this to the hunting grounds, to the Cranfield Hunting Preserve? This has got to be a big event for you guys.
It's the biggest event without a doubt, and just putting it together is unbelievable. If you know, if we didn't have the, we talked about this before, the 56, 58 volunteers all mm-hmm. putting this together and helping, and you can only imagine. It starts, as you're talking about, with scheduling, but it's not just Don Burton scheduling. It's Tom Baker at Hirsch and Rose Shea scheduling. I mean, we're all working together. Bill Kleinard's involved in scheduling. I mean, there's a lot of people looking at these numbers and putting things together to make sure everybody's got the right time, so it's checked and double checked, and these are all volunteers. It is huge, and we do the best we can, and we've been very successful at that in the past, but it's because of the volunteers.
And of course, one thing we need to mention, Don, and we talked about this before, there's one big change for the 10th anniversary for this hunt, and that's the upgrade in the food, Milana's Catering.
Yeah, but typically in the past, we've just had our kitchen help out there, basically cook chili and have hot dogs, and then Sally makes the pies and cakes, and along with a host of other women. I know Kathy McCamick, and there's a host of other gals that chip in with their desserts and stuff. All the desserts will stay the same, but this year, since it was the 10th anniversary, Dennis and I got together, Kathy and Sally, and we decided we'd upgrade a little bit this year and do something a little. A lot of these people have been coming for 10 years, and they're dropping $100 a pop on these hunts. So we're going to have Jason Milanes come in. I talked with Jason this morning. He'll be catering breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So that all we'll be doing actually this year is serving in the kitchen rather than preparing as well. So hopefully it'll take a little heat off the volunteers, mm-hmm. and should be good.
Is this going to be a permanent change, or is this just for this year, and then next year maybe go back to the normal rules?
I'd say, to be honest with you, it'll be very difficult, I think, after we've had a meal catered, to go back to chili and hot dogs.
Once you have the tortellini, it's all done.
Yeah,
you can't go back.
You're pretty much cooked there. No pun intended. But I think I will talk about that. We really haven't mm-hmm. addressed the next year's hunt at this point. But we're looking forward to it this year. It should be a lot of fun. And I have to add, too, that Dennis bends over backwards for the Donnie Burton hunt. Everything is pre-planned out ahead of time. It mm-hmm. takes an enormous amount of work on his part. He always cuts that short, but it is a lot of work on him and Kathy's part.
Now, I'm just going to add to give you a perspective of how this thing has grown, how big it is. The Saturday morning sports crew is going to be there, you know.
So, absolutely.
Hey, how big can it get?
Absolutely. And the other thing we need to mention, and I'm not saying that they will be here, but this has brought in Whitey Herzog's been there a couple times. Red Shanings has been there. Matt Hughes has always been there. You just never know who's going to show up.
Well, I try not to make a big issue of that. Dennis and I have talked about that a lot before. Occasionally, we do have a special guest. I don't try to put that out because I don't want people standing in line for autographs and stuff.
Right.
And then they don't show up. The radio program has been just a huge hit with the hunters over the past years, and my brother most of all. He likes to come and spread stories about me and Dennis, and then gets in the car and drives back to Indiana.
So he takes a shot and he drives away so he doesn't receive a counter.
Basically, yes. And then Dennis and I have to live with those comments for the rest of the year. So he's already anticipating. You know, John's never let a few facts get in, ruin his story. He's a character, and he's looking forward to it. I know I've talked with him recently as well.
And of course,
the Saturday morning sports crew likes to talk to these kind of people, you know.
I know you guys need to get better. You guys need to get a better producer for booking. My word.
Yeah, my word.
And of course, it's always fun. Sports Saturday. We'll be out there again this year, starting at 9 o'clock. And I think they're going extended this year, especially for the hunt. So it's just a lot of fun. I know a lot of hard work. I'm glad to hear that the numbers are up. And one thing we need to mention, the proceeds from this, as it does every year, goes to graduating high school seniors. And that number has grown substantially over the years as well.
It has. Last year, we was real excited about the number. We gave out almost $7,000 in scholarships. They was either $500 scholarships or $1,000 scholarships. The neat thing about this, because Don and I have kind of been involved in this for years and years, when you go to the awards banquet that night for the seniors, it's a lot of the kids, it's 4.0 and 4.2 and 4.3 that excel, and they're getting a lot of the scholarships, and they should. But the great thing about the Donnie Burton Memorial Scholarship is you don't have to be that person. You can be the average guy. Donnie was a CBA student. He was an average guy that loved the outdoors. Mm-hmm. And so when they fill out the applications, because I've said on that board, for the lack of a better word, I guess, we're looking for that. Outdoors activities. Do you like to hunt? Do you like to fish? Do you like to hunt, hike? You know, that's what we're looking at. Not that we don't give it to the 4.0. We do, you know. Mm-hmm. But the average individual can get these scholarships and have some financial benefit for college.
The scholarships, what do they range in the amount of?
500 to 1,000. 500 or 1,000.
That helps out quite a bit. When you look at buying books. Mm-hmm. Even tuition, I mean, that helps out quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. And really, the only requirement tied to that is to give Don and Sally a letter back somewhere along the line and let them know how you're doing.
And what's amazing to me, 10 years this has been going on, they still write you back and say, hey, thank you for everything. This is what's going on.
We've got several that are special to us because they were involved either in the first or the second year getting the first scholarships that were given out. And we still do stay in touch. And it is only once or twice a year. I get a huge kick out of the emails. And I've said this before, I think here at the radio station last year when I did this forum. Sometimes, in fact, we get more than we really need to know. It's just that trust factor. I can't. Most of the kids now that get the scholarships never knew Donnie. Mm-hmm. We're far beyond that time period, but they still attach themselves to Sally and I, and they still do let us know occasionally. And once in a blue moon, we get a hunter that has received a scholarship. There'll be several there this year who have received scholarships in the past. So, for whatever is said about the young people of today, in regards to this hunt, I can tell you this. The young people who have received these scholarships and who involve themselves, we have many of them that come out and volunteer for a three-day weekend. Many of them take a day off on Friday to come help. Mm-hmm. I can't say enough about this, about that group.
For your family, is this an easy time for you preparing this, or is this kind of can be tough?
Well, the 10th anniversary this year is special for us. This will be the first time that my entire family has been here for the hunt, everybody. In fact, we haven't even had Christmas yet. Our Christmas is tomorrow night prior to the hunt. So everybody's flying in tonight and tomorrow and coming in, and we're going to have a house full. I know what Sally's doing right now. If she's listening, she's baking 25 pies and 5 cakes, along with Joyce Connor. To answer your question, there has been some time passed now. Mm-hmm. Every time I see a flyer each year that we do and send out, there are days when Dennis and I have talked about this, when we really wish we weren't even doing this. We wish there was no need for this.
Right.
But you have to take something that's tragic, and you have to, in order to continue to live a productive life and be happy to some extent, you got to turn it into something good. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line, and that's what we still tried to do.
And getting back to the scholarship end of it, having been involved for several years with MCCA and the scholarships that we give out and stuff, I just read where the cost of education basically is going to raise about 3% again. And so these scholarships, as Tobin said, $500 or $1,000, it becomes very important to these young people who are trying to get an education. And folks today, if you don't have a college education, when I was in school, you could get by with a high school diploma, but not now. You've got to go, you've got to further yourself along to get by, and so that makes these scholarships even more important.
And that scholarship can make a difference between going to SIUE to several different universities. I mean, it can set your way a long way. And you're right, college education is very important, and it's hard to believe the 10th annual Donnie Burton Memorial Quail Hunt takes place this weekend, Sunday. Sports Saturday will be out there Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And anyone wishing to get more information regarding this year's hunt, how do they obtain that?
Just give me a call. My cell phone number is 556-17. That's Dennis's, sorry, 1712. But I'll go ahead and give that, too, while I'm at it. My number is 556-6460. We've still got a few slots here and there. I've tried to work with everybody so far. I've gotten everybody in that wanted to come. So it's worked out pretty good, and we've never had to turn anyone away. So give me a call.
All right, and it's hard to believe it's going to be this weekend. And Dennis, everything's ready out at the hunting reserve?
We're ready. We've been working. The dogs are ready. They're excited about it. The quail's ready. They're really excited about it.
They're just dying to get out there.
Everybody wants to participate. So.
And you know, our good friend, Mr. Cranfield, I'm sure this weekend he'll be smiling down on the Cranny Mac activities. And what a great thing he started out there. And we can be ever grateful to Don Cranfield.
How long does it get you to get the quail there? How does that work? Do you order?
I do. I contract 6,500 quail a year, and a part of that is this weekend. We got 1,700 to 1,800 quail coming in this weekend. I'll probably get on the road tomorrow and pick up maybe 100, 200. And then Friday night, my wholesaler will bring in 800 or 900, and then Saturday night the same way. So he delivers two nights for me, so that really helps out.
And the hunting dogs, I guess they're their own hunters? I'm assuming preferred dogs that they use?
Well, the dogs are either owned by myself or the guides normally.
Okay.
There's just so many people out there and so much going on. We try to keep control best we can. It's best if we're guiding with our dogs. They know the drill.
All right. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. We'd like to thank our guests, Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center, and, of course, Don Burton and Dennis McCamick for the 10th Annual Donnie Burton Memorial Quail Hunt. And, of course, Uncle Ralph, next week our guests will be Leslie Johnson from Lincolnland Community College. So we'll get educated next week from Leslie. So
can you educate the uneducatable?
It's difficult. It's difficult, but she will be in next week to try. So until then, we will talk to you next week. So long.